PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
This is the Chris Crespo Radio Show. Everybody likes him. Listen to his shit.
Come on, everybody. We're late. Bart, I want you to promise me you'll pay attention in Sunday school. Bart?
Are you talking to me?
What's this? A personal stereo. Were you going to listen to
Cinema Crespo Tiso?
Sunday school?
Maybe.
Can you believe this, Homer? Homer?
I mean, at this point in time, isn't there some sort of Marge Simpson voice simulator you could have found online that could have actually put our name into the audio?
No, it's funnier the other way.
Cinema Crespo Tiso.
Yeah. It's funnier that way. I even did a little bit of editing to add a little bit of bed sound bed underneath that, so it wouldn't stand out way too much, but just a little bit, like, just the right amount. Yeah. Just a little bit of work there. Welcome to an episode of Cinema Crespo. Yeah, episode 291 is here. It is the beginning of August, and here is your threat update. Current threat level is fire brick. Your supporters must be made to pay.
Damn straight.
That's for the threat update. Juicy Cogburn, how you doing?
What up, dude?
All right, dude. Air horn. Even louder, there you go.
I hate you so much.
Wanted to adjust the air horn, the Juicy Cogburn air horn. That's a Drew horn. How you doing, dude?
I'm going to strangle you with my bare hands.
It is hot.
That's what makes me want to strangle you with my bare hands.
It is so fireworky outside.
It is so oppressively hot that just you mentioning an air horn makes me want to kill you.
No, I apologize for that.
I'm
trying to stretch this.
Don't lie to me or to the listeners, Chris. You're better than that.
I never lie to the listeners.
We're better than that.
I never lie to the listeners. They know that. They know I'll be straight up with them and tell them that, you know how other shows are like, we have the best listeners ever, man.
We don't.
I've never said that once.
Our listeners are we got some pretty okay listeners.
We've got some good listeners. We got some solid. Some are definitely better than others.
Correct. Yes. You know who you are.
You know who you are.
And if you don't, names, you know exactly then you should.
And if you don't know who you are, then it's probably not you. Because you know who you are. You.
How about not myself?
Am I not my... Oh, don't, we're not starting that one. We are not starting that one. No.
Not going down that road.
This is the podcast of the people. I am honest with the people. Because how else can you run a dictatorship without honesty and integrity?
I don't think those two go hand in hand. Sure, I'm pretty sure it's the exact opposite.
This is my show, and I'm running it my way.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're also the head of the propaganda department.
I am. It's hard. It's hard to be wearing all these
Welcome
hats.
Welcome to Propaganda Crespo Diso.
Propaganda Diso, or what I say goes, at least for the next...
Always. 60, and forever.
60 to 90 minutes or so.
Glorious leader.
Oh, we don't have a guest. Yes, thank you very much. I meant to point out that we don't have a guest. Look at that empty chair over here.
Yeah, no, our guest is... we are sans guest.
Sans guest. It's been a few months since we have not had one. Our guest had to cancel a few hours ago due to illness. So it's just Drew Cogburn and myself.
I mean, it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. It's old school style.
It's cool.
This is the way we used to do it. We used to do it way more like this.
Two of us. A lot just like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now the norm is having the guests in there. Look at all the signatures on that table.
I know. I've got Angel over here in the corner.
I got Matt over here. And SBK is all over there.
I see. Hashtag two fingers, Chris.
Hashtag two fingers.
I don't listen, so I don't know what the fuck that means.
That's Dr. Anna Lepley.
Like I said, I don't listen, so I don't know what the fuck that means.
That means she's all about figuring them girls.
Cool.
Hashtag two fingers.
Hell yeah.
We brought up on the show, the bonus episode we did.
That I missed out on.
Top five places to finger girls in Disney World.
Mm-hmm. What's number one?
In the butt.
All right.
All right, guys, here we go. Time. Yeah, just listen to that a few weeks ago. Listen to that episode.
Chris, I don't listen to podcasts.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to everyone else who hasn't downloaded and listened. It was awesome. We talked about all sorts of stuff, and we even mentioned a movie real quick in the middle somewhere. So it was pretty cool.
As long as the movie's mentioned, then you can it can be under the Cinema Crespedy Show banner.
We at least talked about Schwarzenegger.
That's fine.
There's a lot of talk about fitness and working out, and because she's a
fitness pizza in my mouth.
I'm a fitness pizza in this mouth. She is. She has a little. She's a real doctor. She's in a nutritional science, and she knows what she's talking about. We had a lot of fun. It was a great episode. Also, right before that, we did a great MoviePass episode with me and Anthony Black Hasselhoff Davis, the Black Hoff from Forget That Yo Radio, the Creative Bully himself, creativebullymedia.com, I think is that website, or creativebully.media, actually.
I think
it's .media. Yeah, he's on the forefront of, like, crazy, anyway, just Google Creative Bully, it should just be him. There's no
.media?
Other, there's no other Creative Bullies out there. Bully your goals. Hashtag bully your goals.
I mean, yeah, you type that in, but it just takes you straight to creativebullymedia.com.
It reroutes you anyway?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we did a MoviePass episode. That was a lot of fun. MoviePass going through some dire straits. Maybe we'll talk about that in the movie news section. Give us something to talk about. Right, Drewster Cogburn. Enough with the diddly daddly doodling. You ready to do the stream pick of the week? Well, here we go.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Pick of the Week.
Picks of the Week.
Pick of the Week.
Pick of the Week.
Cinema Crespediso streaming.
Alright, here we go. Cinema Streaming Pick of the Week, Crespediso style randomizer 9000.1-ish.
I like how you tried to save it, Chris.
It was the remix edition of the intro to what we do every week. Juice of Kyburn's going and using the randomized 9000. What we do is, instead of you sitting around trying to figure out what are you going to watch on all them Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, libraries, wasting all that time, we're going to give you a suggestion. Let you know, hey, this one's out there. Why don't you just watch this? For example, Juice of Kyburn.
Chris, this week you should be watching The Manchurian Candidate.
Yes.
On, Prime, Hulu, and Tubi TV.
Tubi, T-U-B-I?
T-U-B-I.
That's one that's, it's a, one of these free apps. I actually have it. It's a free app, and then they just throw the commercials in there.
Yes, it says ads.
Manchurian Candidate.
Starring Denzel Washington.
Directed by Jonathan Demme, director of Silence of the Lambs. And...
The Lambs.
It's a... Great movie. Perfect timing for this movie to have a bit of a resurgence. It came out, what, 2004, 2005, something like that?
2004.
Denzel Washington is part of a military outfit who they were ambushed, and he has all this PTSD and bad dreams, and he's trying to figure out what it all means, and it all ties into this big political conspiracy to get this dude elected president.
Yeah.
Yes. Vice president?
President. Yeah, president.
To get him elected so that they can then control him from behind the scenes. The powers that be, the elusive Illuminati.
I mean, everybody's
power structure.
Fucking everybody's in this movie too. Meryl Streep.
Yes.
Liev Schreiber.
Yes.
John Voight.
Yes.
I don't know who Kimberly Elise is.
Anyway.
But very far my guy, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Great cast. Great cast. Great movie. It's a very paranoid film.
Yeah. Well, I mean. There were a lot of movies like that, very Big Brother-esque at the time. Enemy of the State, this.
And,
yeah. Both John Voight was in both those movies, so I wonder if he's a weirdo like that.
Well, he's a right-wing weirdo. Manchurian Candidate itself, a remake of a film from the 60s. Essentially the same plot, just in black and white. Is that what I freaked Sinatra? And it's great movie. I enjoy it very much. It's a great pick of the week. It's available apparently on all sorts of streaming devices. And in our current climate, in which we're being invaded by, we've been successfully invaded by a foreign power, and a puppet president has been installed, we should really be able to relate to the Manchurian Candidate.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Talking about box office dollar bills. Talk about the box office top five. Drew, we're talking about the new movies.
Chris, number five this week.
What's number five?
The Equalizer 2.
Equalizer 2.
Made an additional $8.8 million, total of $79.
All right. Good for Denzel. Looking at maybe, most likely, another $100 million. Another $100 million movie. I think it would make the two Equalizers and maybe the Magnificent Seven. I can't remember. I'm sure that one made a decent amount of money, though. I think those three would then be his only $100 million movies.
Which, and those are possibly three of the worst movies he's made in his entire career.
Yeah, but they're like the most popcorny ones. I'm surprised Unstoppable didn't get to $100 million.
Yeah, I mean, had Chris Pine, too.
Yeah, but man, this was before he Star Trek. They're like, Chris who? Another Chris? God damn it. With all the Chris's.
Yeah, lots of blue-eyed Chris's.
Lots of blue-eyed Chris's.
Number four this week.
Blue-eyed soul.
Mamma Mia, here we go again. Mm-hmm. Made an additional $9 million, total of 91.
Yeah, that one's definitely making another $100 million. These Mamma Mia movies, they know exactly what they want to be. They nail it. People like them. They're thinking, Mamma Mia 3, yeah, sure, why not? Yeah.
Mamma Mia 3?
Mamma Mia 3, people hire us to make their movies. We know what we're doing. Drew just nailed it right there.
So much money coming in.
Mamma Mia 3, exclamation point.
Yep, that's it.
Back at it again.
Don't even need that. Just Mamma Mia 3.
I think you need something
else. I'm not sure about that. All right. Number three this week.
Number three,
The Spy Who Dumped Me made $12.35 million, same as the total budget of 40 million dollars.
Medium sized budget. Interesting. They don't make too many movies in the 30 to 60 million dollar range. That's how did they do on Rotten Tomatoes? Because we obviously didn't see the
37%.
Spy. 37%. Who is it? It's Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon?
Yep.
I like them both.
The Spy Who Dumped Me isn't the funniest or most inventive spy comedy.
It's not.
But Kate McKinnon remains as compulsively watchable as ever. So apparently it's a dumb movie, and Kate McKinnon kills it.
Yeah, but I mean, how much is that? It sounds like it's a catch it on TBS type of thing.
Oh, of course.
Like, oh, it's finally on FX.
Yeah.
I can watch this movie now, The Spy Who Dumped Me. 37%. Yeah, all right, whatever.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. The trailers looked...
I haven't seen the trailer.
Not good.
No? Well, especially with a comedy, you can tell if something's going to strike you or not. It's very rare when something doesn't look good in the marketing, and then you see it, and it's like, oh, this is actually great.
Yeah.
Works the other way a lot, though.
Oh, all the time.
Where the market's like, oh, this looks really good.
Wow, this movie looks cool. What a piece of shit.
Like, yeah, wow, crazy how that works.
Number two this week.
Number two.
Disney's Christopher Robin. Right. We can gross $25 million.
Budget of what, 40, 50?
Unlisted. Unlisted.
Looks like, Ewan McGregor's the biggest star. He doesn't cost that much money.
No.
A couple million, maybe.
Yeah.
But then he got a bunch of CG characters for, I'm assuming, 3/4 of the movie.
Yeah,
when he finally goes back towards Neverland or Pooh Paradise.
Well, no, they come to the real world.
But then he goes back with them.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a trailer that shows the whole movie.
I haven't seen the full trailer. Yeah, I've seen he goes somewhere, they all come back with him, things happen. Trailer ends.
There's one where he goes into the tree and he pops out the other side and then he meets up with everyone and he's running around. Everyone's like, we're the same old characters. And he's like, I'm old and depressed.
Well, yeah, that's the way it works.
Yeah, he goes, that's life.
Life's a bitch. 68%.
What's the
tomato?
What about the rating?
6.2.
So, okay. So a little better than middling.
Christopher Robin may not equal A.A. Milne's stories, I guess that's the dude who originally wrote them.
Yeah.
Or their animated Disney adaptations, but it should prove sweet enough for audiences seeking a little childhood.
Alright, so sweet childhood magic.
I mean, Pooh looks kind of creepy in the movie.
Yeah, because he's like old and dirty. And also...
And Tigger sounds kind of creepy. Tigger sounds kind of rapey in the movie.
And also, it's that weird Uncanny Valley thing where it's like, well, these things obviously don't exist.
Yeah.
But here they are walking in front of us.
Uh-huh.
This is weird.
It is. And they look like they're real.
Yeah, my brain is breaking trying to process this
like,
image.
Pooh is not real. Why did you make him real?
Yeah. He looks realer than Ted.
He does. Dude, Pooh looks... I mean, even in this picture, like, it looks like I could just, like, hold him and, like, squeeze him.
It's weird.
And then if he talks about honey, I'd throw him on the floor and smash his fucking tiny little skull.
And be like, you're freaking me out. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Talking bear.
Yep.
Yeah, talking bear. All right. Hopefully that's how Christopher Robin ends.
With him smashing Pooh's skull in?
He smashes its head and he steps on it. And then he realizes that there's a skull underneath and brains. He's like, I thought you were stuck.
Number one this week, Mission, Impossible, Fallout. Mm-hmm. We can gross $35 million, total 124.
What's the drop on that one?
42.8%.
That is some good summer word of mouth there to have less than a 50% drop from week to week.
Another 205 foreign worldwide at 329.
329. Tom Cruise, I don't think he's... Even with the Mission Impossible movies, I don't know if he's ever broken 500 million. Mm-hmm. Or it's gotten much over 500 million. That's usually his ceiling. Interesting to see where this one ends up. I mean, it's a good movie. Great word of mouth. Everyone likes it. Yeah. You know, so.
I mean, if Tom Cruise wants to break 500 million, he needs to be a superhero.
Yeah, those are the ones. Or, but then it wouldn't be about him. I was going to say, or be in a Fantastic Beast movie or something like that. Harry Potter adjacent. But then it's not about him.
No. And he did try that with The Mummy. Failed.
He did.
And it failed miserably.
So he's open to trying. He can't play a superhero. He's too long in the tooth despite his youthful smile.
Correct.
Villain. Or mentor.
Villain. Mm-hmm. Could get him in a fat suit again. Dancing.
Yes. I think we can. As long as we let him ride a motorcycle while he does it, I think we can.
Sure. I don't give a fuck.
We can make this happen.
If he's a super villain, he can do whatever the fuck he wants to.
Tom Cruise as... it's got to be kind of a physical role, but he's a smaller guy.
CG, bro. Come on.
That's true, too. But then why? What's the point when I see these... They get actors to play these CG roles like Syrian Hines or Steppenwolf. Like, you made him look like Liam Neeson. This is really strange.
He really did look like Liam Neeson. It was weird.
Like, we wanted Liam Neeson, couldn't get him. We got Syrian Hines instead. We already rendered the Liam Neeson faces. We were really banking on him saying yes.
But he did not.
Isn't that weird? Why did they do that?
It was strange.
The same thing when they do, like, they hire actors to voice characters in animated movies, but then they tweak their voices so it doesn't sound like them anymore.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson's done a few animated ones where if you listen to it, like, it doesn't sound like him at all.
That's not The Rock.
That sounds like a rando dude from the Midwest.
Yeah.
That's weird. Very, very, very weird.
You're very weird.
I am. Here we go. New movies come out on Vivid. Breaking In.
That's the one.
The Glass House and Gabriel Union, and she can't break the glass for some reason.
But she needs to get in because her kids are in there.
Because her kids are in there. Life of the Party, Melissa McCarthy goes back to school. Oh. It's like Ernest goes back to school, but it's Melissa McCarthy. But also her daughter's there at the same time. Twist, Drew.
Twist.
The Rider, that movie about the...
The dude with
The Rodeo.
Rodeo dude. Rodeo dude. The one that's supposed to be quite good.
It's supposed to be a rodeo movie. It's got very well reviewed. Yeah. I think it's an 824.
Probably. It would make sense.
I think it's an 824. All those coming out this week, so people can check those out. I definitely want to check out The Rider, for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. What's in theaters, Drew?
The Meg.
Yes, finally, you get this out of the way.
Do we
have to?
We don't have. We didn't see anything this week, Chris. We can go see the real movies.
We can catch up on stuff. We can see what's still playing and catch up on stuff.
We can see real movies.
That's true.
Also coming up this weekend, Slenderman.
I haven't seen any marketing for it, but again, I feel like this is the type of movie that would be marketed on like Facebook only or something.
I see them on Cartoon Network.
Oh, there you go. Adult Swim.
Yeah. When I'm watching my cartoons. Also coming up, Black Klansman.
Yeah, they added those extra K in there.
Limited release, I'm sure.
Maybe not. I have seen the trailer in front of a couple movies.
I have too.
So maybe they're giving it a wider release. I mean, it looks like the way they market it is kind of a... this is for everyone. This is fun. So Topher Grace, he plays David Duke.
Yep.
And
saw that he posted this on the
I posted this on Facebook.
Cinema Crespediso.
Yeah, this is on the Crespediso Facebook group.
I want to see it, Chris.
Yeah, everyone wants to see it. It sounds amazing. So Topher Grace was depressed after doing David Duke, so it's an unwind to de-stress. He re-edited all three of Peter Jackson's The Hobbit movies into one two-hour film.
Yeah.
6 hours of footage down to 2 hours.
Yep.
I would love to see
it. I want
to
see it.
He also re-edited the Star Wars prequels, I think, into a two-hour movie. That I remember this from a few years ago.
I'm cool for that.
He did some cool industry underground screenings and showed it to some people, and then he got not necessarily a cease and desist, but sort of a stop and quit it.
Yeah. Lucasfilm was like, you know what? I mean, like, it's cool that you did that on your own, and like, if you show it to a couple people that, you know,
people
you did
are
yourself,
enjoying it,
and you know, that could be cool, but like, these are like real movie people. Like, you can't be
with
doing this shit.
Yeah,
like you can't be doing this shit, guys.
Yeah, you can't just re-edit your.
Like, we're not gonna ask you for. We're not gonna sue you like in court. Like because
you're gonna stop now.
You're not an average Joe, but you're gonna stop right fucking now.
Steven Soderbergh re-edits a bunch of movies, and sometimes he puts them up on his website, but then takes them down after like a couple of days.
No, exactly, because yeah,
it's funny how these guys have the time, energy to do that.
A smaller movie that I've heard about a couple months ago. A Prayer Before Dawn.
What's this one?
True story of an English boxer incarcerated in one of Thailand's most notorious prisons. Ooh. As he fights in Muay Thai tournaments to earn his freedom.
That sounds very Jean-Claude Van Damme, 1987. I love the sound of that plot.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
It's supposed to be quite good as well.
Cool. A Prayer Before Dawn?
A Prayer Before Dawn. I'm trying to think.
I want to see that one.
I want to see
sounds good.
Who's putting it out.
It's Neon, A24, Annapurna.
I fucking hate this shit. IMDb pages. It's like, I just want to know who does it. And I have to go through all this garbage.
Yeah, like click on production companies.
Senorita. Okay, Nobody That I Know.
Oh, okay. A Prayer Before Dawn.
Yeah.
Okay. Before Dawn. Mm-hmm. So that's it? Is that everything?
Yep.
Is there everything? All right.
That's Erting.
Okay. Well, here we go.
Doctor, give me... You must be Doc Holliday.
Well, that's the rumor.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
They call me Dr. Manhattan.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex?
Doc Hollywood.
That's right, here with your prescription for life is the doctor himself, Dr. Drew. Take it away.
Beware, Chris. Cogburn out.
Whoa! Don't drop that duck a duck. Hey, don't drop that duck a duck.
All right, Dr. Drew, telling you to be aware. That's good stuff. Good stuff, Drew. Yeah. Very, very topical, relevant. Always going to help people no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
At all times.
Yes. Also slightly ominous. To make sure you're on your toes.
Yes.
You know?
Especially if you do one of these, if you're like... Beware.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, how about this one? How about beware?
That never doesn't work either.
How about this one? How about 36? Beware.
Definitely not. Where's Space Satan when you need him?
Here. Give it a try, Drew.
Beware. See, there you go. That works.
Sound like he had a mouth fart.
Yeah, yeah. It's like those. It's like the dudes that sound in some of those metal bands you listen to that sound like frogs. So it's like,
oh yeah, it's really weird. Frog style.
Yeah, it's really strange.
So weird. Like, why do they do that?
They're just making noises at that point in time. They're not even saying words.
Yeah, like it's just it's a bunch of nonsense. Bunch of silly, silly nonsense.
But it's metal as fuck.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Yeah, I got new glasses.
You got new glasses?
I got new glasses.
Sweet, where?
Oh, they're in over the summer.
Are they just as cheap and crappy?
Just as cheap and crappy.
All right.
Silver versions of the same things I always wear. So
yeah.
There you go.
Chris got some cheap aviators from the gas station. Or is it the dollar store now?
No, they're... I'm not gonna
kiosk.
I'm not gonna reveal my secrets.
Are they kiosk glasses?
I'm not gonna reveal which particular dumpster I go to for, that throws away their old glasses, and I can clean them up real quick. And
yeah. So you have a closet full of glasses, don't you?
No, I get one at a time. I'm not greedy. The one time I did get like 10 aviator glasses from China for like 6 cents a piece. 6 cents a piece. And then I put the glasses on. And then after like a day where the glasses would touch my face, it would get all like red and dry and fucked up. And it would start hurting.
It was toxic, wasn't it?
It was bad. That was bad Chinese metal or something on my face.
Oh, man.
I had to throw them all away.
You gotta watch out with that 67-cent sunglasses.
They were cheap. They were cheap sunglasses. But my face was like reacting to the...
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my
to
God.
The cheapness.
Yeah. The cheapest.
Like your skin, you're like, dude, these cost less than a dollar. Get them off your face.
Yeah, like these are too cheap. I reject these. This tawdriness. Guys, we are going to take a quick break. And then we're going to be back with a power half, second half of the show. It's going to be a... And it's going to be amazing. You guys ready for all this? Archer, you ready for this?
Sure.
All right, look at that confidence. He has so much confidence. Oh, and he is dying.
Just one more for
Yo, what's good, world? This is your boy, Steezy, coming to you straight out of the Trap House. We are pumping out two brand new shows a week for you, featuring the illest open discussion in O-Town. We love highlighting local Orlando talent, including comedians, musicians, artists, and anyone with beer money. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to finally know what the heat of the week is and not feel like a downright herb, download Steezy's Trap House on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher today. Get booked.
Get a beatbox inside and up. Yeah, Crespo D's soap. It's the cinema of the Crespo D's soap. It's the cinema. I'm Chris Crespo. What? And we're out.
Huh? Okay. Welcome to the Crespo Show.
Welcome back.
Oh, Chris, you're a funny guy.
We're having a good time. We're just having a good time here, guys. How's it going? Guys and gals, how's it going, gang? How's it going, kids? How's it going, adults? How's it going, old people?
Kids?
I don't want to be ageist.
There are kids listening to this. Then their parents should be...
Proud.
They should be reprimanded somehow. No children should be listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Why not? Well, then why are you a kindergarten teacher?
If I was a kindergarten teacher, I would have some major... There'd be some major issues going on, Chris. I should not be teaching any children anything. Ever.
What about Dr. Drew? You told him to beware. You told him to... Beware.
I told whoever was listening. Like I said, I hope... Hopefully children are not listening to this.
And the kids are like...
You tell me to beware! I'm gonna tell you where to be.
I don't think kids have ever seen Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Parents, show the kids Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Please.
Do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Do the work.
Chris, do you know what do you know what flavor Master Shake is?
Avocado.
Nuclear pistachio.
Oh, that's good. Is that like the Talenti Gelato pistachio?
I don't know. I haven't had the pistachio.
I haven't had it either. Yeah, I don't know. Cinema Crespo so starts now.
No.
Thank you very much. plugs, Drew, people. Finding.
Plugs, Internet. Drew, people. That's that is a really strange order of words, Chris. People can find me online at antihero419 some places on the internet.
That's right.
Two more down, gone, Chris. I got two more social media platforms.
It is not a two more.
That I've gotten off of. Twitter's next.
You're getting off the Twitter?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be gone.
Say goodbye, at Jack.
It's going to be gone forever. I don't really use Twitter.
He doesn't really use it.
Really no point.
Use Twitter.
So, I mean, might as well.
Why use Twitter? It's I am Chris Crespo and at Crespo Diso. Crespo Diso Twitter is mostly just a lot of retweeting of Crespo Hundo hashtags. And I am Chris Crespo Twitter is a lot of retweeting stuff about like white supremacy and stuff.
What?
To let people know what I'm tweeting about.
You're tweeting
more
about white supremacy. So are you a white supremacist now? Is that what's going on?
Just because I'm tweeting about it, you think I'm pro white supremacy?
Are you? I'm looking kind of pasty these days.
Ask yourself what
you're looking kind of pasty. I mean,
not with this yellow shirt. Yellow shirt's bringing out my brownness. With my summer colors. This is the summer.
It's the summer color?
It's the Crespo Diso
summer. As you gently cup your breasts.
Yeah, but it's the summer 2018. It's the summer 2018 fashion line. Crespo Diso fashion.
It was odd the way you were you were cupping it.
That's where my heart is. I'm touching I'm putting my hand over my heart. That's where your heart is, right?
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 You don't know.
Yeah, right. That's what I said.
You don't know where your heart is, Chris?
It's inside me somewhere. It's in the butt, right? Every time you. That's why every time. Mm-hmm. You're heartbroken, you sit down and you fart.
Yes.
It's a heartbreak. Just trying to get out.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Chris. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love the song. Mm-hmm. A fart is a wish your heart makes. Something.
Maybe.
No. Was that not? Did you see it? Remember that Disney movie?
Maybe.
Cinema Crespo Diso is a thing on the internet. You can listen to it. Oh, well, I guess you're right. This thing, you know what this is. So that's kind of a pointless plug there. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That'll help us out. We've been sitting at 64 ratings for a while. No new reviews in a minute. Come on, guys. Well, you like us? You don't like us? What's going on? Is the love affair over?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the 5-year itch? Did we get to the 7-year itch 2 years early? You already moved on to other movie podcasts? Are you even listening? Hello?
No. I'm not listening, Chris.
Hello? Anyone out there listening? Well, you know, listen. You never listen.
Oh, no.
Let's see what we got here. Oh, yeah, guys, the plugs. We were on the 1K OA podcast. People can check that out. It's coming out on Wednesday. Drew and I went out to Ken's house, a.k.a. Kiko. And we hung out with Kiko and Coco.
Kiko and Coco.
And what's her name? It's Jay and Raul from the Pops On podcast. So we had a movie challenge thing, Jeopardy style. And it was cool.
Was it? It was alright. Wasn't bad.
Rousing endorsement from Drewster Cogburn.
I mean, that was a little.
On our venture to the 1K away podcast.
I mean, I wasn't feeling all that well.
Drew was ill. That's correct.
I was a little sicky.
Drew was not feeling well. That's true. So you were kind of a trooper and coming out and hanging out.
I didn't really. I mean, it was what it was. The food was good. The people were fine.
People were nice. Nice people. Yeah. You had our.
We had an epic comeback.
We had an epic comeback. Oh, spoiler.
You need to listen to the podcast to even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, listen to it.
Ah, there we go. 1K away, listen to that.
We were there, we did a thing.
I think they said it was episode 98, is I think how they introduced it. So, episode 98, check that out, we were there.
Chris.
Sir Cogburn.
Different Crespo.
So, we got a new segment.
A new one?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you about this.
What?
I didn't tell you about this?
Huh?
Damn it. That's my bad. Well, we're going to do it anyway.
What?
Here is the, I have an intro for it and everything, ready?
Huh?
Where is the intro? That's right. Here's our new segment. It's called, What's Drew Been Up To? Hosted by
Chris Crespo.
Chris Crespo.
What's Drew been up to? Hosted by Chris Crespo.
There we go. So nice. Here's what Drew's been up to. I know that he's got a little bit of a vacation coming up.
I do.
And he's going to use that to be productive and do some housework.
I am.
But he'll probably just play a lot of video games and hang out with his cat.
I mean, I don't really have any video games to play right now.
Oh, no.
We're in. It's a summer lull. I mean, I did. I played recently on the PlayStation 4 Detroit: Become Human.
You told me about that, yes.
And it's basically just like an interactive movie.
It's just a choose-your-own-adventure?
It's a choose-your-own-adventure. And it's actually quite gripping. Yeah. Some of the drama in there, because depending on what difficulty level you put it on, characters can die or not. Oh. So, like, there are three characters that you control in the game. I know for a fact... one of the characters a pretty major character can die in the first mission of the game.
Oh, wow. If you have it on the hard setting.
Yeah, well, if through the choices you make, he can die. And then the entire rest of the game, he's fucking gone.
If you put on the easier setting, then the character won't die.
Well, I just think what happens is they probably just like cut off the pathway that leads to that
the
character,
death.
So you just can't choose your way to that death.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, more than likely, that's the way they do it. But it was interesting. It was a fun little interactive movie.
Cool.
It was worth playing.
Very cool.
It was interesting.
But that was the last game. Not really playing a game now.
Yeah,
so you don't really have a game to dive into for your break. How about a book? You read any books? So you got a book? You're like, I can finally read. This
I mean, I've got some graphic novels. I've been kicking around that I haven't read in a while that I bought and haven't read. I could watch some movies. I've missed plenty of movies in the last couple of years.
Movies, of course. Netflix is just cranking out the garbage.
Yeah. I don't even watch any of these Netflix movies. Like, they all have like A-list actors in them now.
Yeah.
And the trailers are cut pretty well.
And like fine premises.
The premises seem fine.
So why are they all
bad? But every time I ask anybody about these movies, it's all pretty awful.
This Forest Whitaker one, How It Ends, is the latest one that everyone's shitting all over.
There are a couple of Diamonds in the Rough, apparently, like in the comedy section, from what I hear.
But it's comedy, though. Comedy is very...
But comedy's subjective, so it doesn't really matter. Like, just because that person says it's funny doesn't mean I'll think it's funny. But that's fine, because comedy's subjective, and I just don't find that funny. I mean, there's some movie with Danny McBride and Josh Brolin.
Still gotta watch that. Yeah, apparently that's funny. That's Jody Hill, so it's Eastbound and Down and Foot Fist Way and all that stuff, and Observe and Report. I love the guy's sense of humor, so that's on my list to watch.
No.
But it's direct Netflix. I'm like, does that mean it's lesser Jody Hill?
I'm, I'm not sure if it's lesser Jody Hill. I just think it's the type of movie that...
You gotta be keyed into that kind of humor.
Well, no, here's the thing. Like, I'm sure it could have gone to a major distributor, especially with Danny McBride and...
And Josh Brolin.
And Josh Brolin in this role.
And from the makers of Eastbound and Down.
Exactly.
From the makers of... You could pop all these names that people know.
I'm sure it could have gone into theaters, gotten a decent release, made...
$25-30 million.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure somehow... I don't know how the Netflix metrics work, how they figure out how many people... I guarantee you...
How many millions will click on it?
I guarantee you more people will watch it on Netflix, and hopefully... These guys got more money through the Netflix deal than they would have doing it through traditional route.
I hope so. Because Jody Hill hasn't put out anything in a minute,
that's
it feels
what I'm saying.
Like.
Yeah.
No, the last thing he worked on was the two seasons of Vice Principals on HBO. So it's cool that he got back into movies, but then it was Netflix. I don't know. I got to see Foot Fist Way in the theater. It was playing at the Oviedo Mall Regal for 2 weeks. Like, it was playing for a week. I missed it. And then it was a Thursday. This is when we're in a... Reflections. It was on a Thursday. It was a Thursday, so we're like 20 minutes away from this theater. It's a Thursday. I look at the show times for Friday, and I see that it's gone. I'm like, oh man, today's the last day. Oh, it's playing in an hour. I gotta go. I gotta go see this weird little movie. And I was in a theater with like 20 other people. A lot of people that were there like by themselves or were just, you know, couples.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a comedy, ostensibly. Satire, black
part.
Comedy. A lot of like uncomfortableness in the theater as it was playing out, because it's such a bizarre film.
Well, yeah,
and having it play out on a big screen was really, really cool.
Although it is kind of funny watching grown ass men just whoop the shit out of children.
Yeah, it was hysterical. It was hysterical. But even when it goes to like, like The Shining, all of a sudden cuts to like, it says Tuesday in like huge letters in red, and the music goes like, wow, like that. In a theater that plays really well. Anyway. So I came up with a really cool Juicy Cogman versus the World.
No.
I considered shelving it because it's so cool. But we're just going to do it. We're going to have fun. Because maybe it's a little too hard, too.
Okay.
So it's just a fun time. You and me, people at home can play along and let us know how they do. Just to let everyone to know, to remind everyone, you're 20 and 10 this year.
Yes.
After 30 guests, you're crushing it. 66%.
Still failing.
Not in baseball, that's killing it.
Actually, 66.6%.
There you go, even better. I mean, it's perfect. This week's game is called Movie Mashups. I'm going to describe a movie that's a mashup of two movie titles. So I have two examples here to get your mind, to lubricate the mind, get it going. All right, so if I said Heroin Junkies, Explore People's Dreams, and then I try to pick movies that are pretty obvious for the most part. Dreams. So, Requiem. For a Dreamscape. That's a slightly more. That's a little tougher one. How about this other example? Check out this example. Listen to this one. Javier Bardem investigates aliens and kills them.
Country for Old Men, and what?
No Country for Old Men investigates aliens. No Country for Old Men in Black.
Black, yes. So, dude, it's rough.
All right, that's why. That's why the two examples there. Okay,
all right. Rough.
All right, we'll see how this goes. Number one, racist mutants fight non-racist.
Racist mutants fight non-racist.
How about racist mutants curb stomp non-racist?
Okay.
Make it easier.
So, it's American History X. But what are you mixing it with? Mutant Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Like, I don't understand.
American History X-Men.
Oh, okay. Man, dude, this is fucking rough.
Yeah, okay, let's see.
I'm not sure if I can wrap my brain around this.
The Corleone family hires Martin Short to organize a wedding.
What's the name of that movie? Is it Martin Short?
It is Martin Short.
I don't know the name of that series of movies.
But
I get it. It's the Godfather or something.
The Godfather of the Bride.
There we go. Okay. All
right,
yeah.
Come on. We're gonna get some of these right, Drew. You may get this one. This is a fun one. Magician Thieves. Pull a heist during the Vietnam War.
Okay, so, oh god, what was the name of that stupid fucking movie?
See, that shit is kind of hard. You gotta like remember
the
names.
You have to know the names of the movies. That's the problem.
Like I picked the names mostly from I keyed these like from looking through it, either the top rated IMDb movies or like the most popular ones at the time. Yeah. So trying to pick stuff that's more popular. Mm-hmm. Magician Thieves. Pull a heist during the Vietnam War with Marlon Brando.
I just don't know the name of the Magician Thieves movie. That's the problem, so I can't start the chain.
Can you think of the Vietnam War movie that I'm matching it up with?
The Apocalypse Now, probably.
Apocalypse Now.
Or Full Metal Jacket.
Apocalypse Now. You See Me.
Okay, gotcha. Yes. Apocalypse Now, You See Me. Correct.
Thanos.
Okay.
And Tom Cruise stop an alien invasion.
Tom
know. That would be Avengers Infinity War of the Worlds.
Oh, okay.
Simba pulls Excalibur from a stone.
The Lion King Arthur?
Yeah! finally
did it. Hey, dude, this is rough.
He did it. But he did it, though. You're getting it. Cowboys with swords protect the town.
The Magnificent Seven Samurai.
Yes! Alright, finally putting them together. A romantic comedy with zombies on death row.
Shaun of the Dead Man Walking.
Yeah. See?
It's hard. Dude, it's really hard.
But like, you just got three in a row.
You have to know the movies.
But you got three in a row. All right. Luke Skywalker uses a sports almanac to alter the past. Yes. Luke Skywalker uses a sports almanac to alter the past.
But it's...
Yeah, say it. Yeah, go ahead.
I can't.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. You know what it is.
No, it doesn't make sense. But I can't get the title right.
Yes, you can. If you say it properly, you can.
No, I don't.
Star Wars, Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back to the Future, Part 2. I was also looking for Back to the Future, Part 2.
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, what were you thinking? You thinking something
I forgot
else?
About... No, I just... I didn't, yeah, I couldn't, I didn't know which Star Wars. I just figured you were being general with it.
Star Wars to the Future?
See, that's why I didn't fit, like, nothing.
Empire Strikes Back to the Future. Leonardo DiCaprio is an oil tycoon in South Africa.
There will be blood diamonds.
Yes, and finally, Jack Nicholson is stuck in a virtual reality mental hospital. Yes. Jack Nicholson, just like us, is stuck in a virtual reality mental hospital. We're stuck playing someone else's game. Don't even know it. Or do we? If we claim that we do know it, then we're told we're crazy. Who are we? Are we the Jack Nicholsons of the world? Or that big, silent Native American dude who smothers him with a pillow? As Drewster Cogburn thinks about this. If he gets this one, that's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ready Player One flew over the
Cuckoo's Nest. Yeah, you did it, Drewster Cogburn.
I had to figure out the... I'm trying to think of anything that has to do with virtual reality that either ends with one or starts with Nest. And I'm like, fuck.
Ready Player One flew over the Cuckoo's Nest. He did it.
That is rough.
But you got 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 5. You got half of them right.
And that was a rough game.
You got half of them right. Good job. Hope people enjoyed that one at home. It took me a minute to put that one together.
Well, yeah, I mean, Because first off, you have to know at least one of the movies.
I was going through the list of the movies and be like, what could I do that I could put together to then make a movie mashup that I could describe in a way that makes sense to people that I think, you know, it's a tough game. I'll pat myself in the back. We're doing a pretty good job. Doing a good game. Right?
That was okay.
All right, thank you very much.
It's okay.
Well, I think you did pretty good, Drew.
Definitely killed my buzz there, Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry. You get a beard, man. So OBPs.
Check out Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel showing off their hot beach bods during their romantic Caribbean getaway.
Opens up about navigating the holidays with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
Leia is spilling the beans about a secret Star Wars affair. Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He has been melting down. He's been berating fans, walking off stage. So what's going on with the beads?
All right, real quick, time for the most important segment in all of podcasting, nay, entertainment. It is the Cinema Crespedisa Movie News segment, where we will confirm after 5 years of our day, is it happening? Yes, Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes flaunting their relationship out in public. Good for them.
Are we supposed to care?
What a good-looking couple they are. Trisha Cogburn, I need a Justin Bieber update. What's up with the Biebs?
He's dead.
You heard her here first.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Drew Chicago killed Justin Bieber.
Breaking Drews.
I killed Justin Bieber.
There we go.
I strangled him with my bare hands.
Breaking Drews. Justin Bieber dead.
Nope.
Thanks to Drew.
By the hands of Drew.
By the hands of Drew.
Yep.
Drew, the hands of feet.
Yep, done. Over. Kaput. Don't have to worry.
Ready
about.
Player nope. One, Drews over the cuckoo's nest.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Title of the episode, maybe, thinking about it. That's a lot of words.
Oh, that's a long one, Chris.
That's a long one. That's what he said. I'm talking about the butcher when I asked him for that particular salami that they had behind the counter. He said, that's a long one. I said, yes. Can I just get half, please? Just have a pound. And then he cut up.
You are a strange man.
It's just a classic, that's what he said, butcher joke, you know. You don't hang out with your butcher and get down with them butcher jokes. You don't chew the fat with your local butcher. Oh, I got one of those. You don't chew the fat with the butcher. Just hang out.
No.
Talk to Leo over there, over at Jimmy's Butchery. I see you there all the time.
No such place as Jimmy's Butchery.
Yeah, man. They're a new sponsor of the show. We did a commercial for them. They're not real. Was that a ghost that I did a deal with?
I think it was a hallucination, Chris.
I will remove that commercial.
Yeah.
So now people know what I'm talking about.
I'm pretty sure if you actually listen to it, it's just dead air.
Damn it. I'm haunted. Movie pass. I've switched from movie pass
to movie pass
to movie pass.
Okay, what is movie pass, Chris?
Movie pass apparently is this thing where I paid money for it and then it won't let me watch any new movies opening weekend.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's what I have now.
Yeah,
good old movie pass. Movie pass starting with Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Any movies that come out in more than 1,000 screens, so pretty much anything wide release.
Every movie.
Almost everything wide release. Blind Spotting may be in under 1,000. But anything over 8th grade may be in under 1,000. But anything over 1,000, blocked out the first few weeks. They may eventually become available. So like I could see Mission Impossible in September.
8th grade's been around for a while, though. Like,
in one of them
just
slow,
expanded.
Limited release slow things, yeah. But those type of movies, even when they get a, quote, wide release, it's usually in, like, here, it's probably playing at Winter Park and maybe, I don't know, like, Waterford, you know, maybe, Artigan, not Artigan, Cinemark, whatever it is, you know. So, anyway, MoviePass now limiting the movies you can see. Also, a while ago, earlier this summer, they said you can only see each movie once. And they also announced that now the monthly rate is going from $9.95 to $14.95 a month. So technically still a good deal if you don't mind not seeing movies opening weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So now the parameters have changed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's Moopy Pass. Very Moopy. Sounds very Moopy to me. Now I prepaid for a year's worth at $7.99 a month. So I've already made my money back. If I stopped using my Moopy Pass from this point forward, I'm already ahead.
Yeah.
Part of the reason why they've had to make these changes because it's a stupid business model. I have until April to figure out if MoviePass is for me
or not.
If I want to run at a higher rate.
Uh-huh.
Or conversely, also by April of next year, because that's when my thing comes up. Will it even be around anymore?
Oh, man, that, I mean, it all depends on how many times they have to borrow money to stay afloat before they before their business model becomes profitable.
Yeah, it's like $5 million here, $10 million here. Some of these companies that were unprofitable in the beginning, your Twitters and Facebooks and whatnot, they were unprofitable for a long time, like a decade. MoviePass can't do this for a decade.
No, MoviePass...
They barely been able to do it for 1 year.
Exactly. And they're definitely, if they don't figure out how to make the money, they're going to fold within the next year, yep. Guaranteed.
Yep.
I mean, they may fold this month.
They could. It's literally, it could be any day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's a gamble to go to a theater, pull your MoviePass. Can I even see a movie today with this thing? Yeah. Fortunately, we got all those Regal credits saved up.
Yeah, we do. There we
go. So you got that. Let me see. I also pulled up here. Some movie newses. I got some movie newses here.
Some newses of the movies.
And I'm just going to pretty much go through headlines. I already clicked on the articles, so we're just going to do these kind of quick. Did you know the Infinity War writers, they set that whole battle in Wakanda for Avengers Infinity War before Wakanda came out? Obviously, before Black Panther came out, they kind of gambled on Black Panther being a hit or not. They're like, hopefully it'll be successful enough that people will care that a chunk of this movie is going to take place in Wakanda.
Okay.
And then, you know, unbeknownst to them, it became a gigantic hit.
Huge, massive hit.
To the point where then when we see the movie and it says, like, Wakanda on the screen, music goes...
Everyone's like, yeah!
Wakanda, yay!
Wakanda's fun.
I like Wakanda. Wakanda's
it's like
cool.
It's like an Afro future with a giant panther monument.
It's very... it's very Thundercats of them.
And some weird flowers that make you strong.
The power of the earth-shaped oob. Forrest Whitaker has a weird accent. I mean, I love him, but his accent's crazy. Have you seen the new Venom trailer? I haven't watched it yet. Have you seen it? The new one with all the action? I haven't seen it at all. What do you think? Is it continued garbage?
Yeah, I mean, the garbage looks a little bit cooler.
Oh, it looks less garbagey?
But, okay, so here's the thing, Chris. So some of the action looks cooler.
Yeah. In what way?
It looks more refined. It looks less. It looks like they took. It doesn't look like just a black blob of goo coming out of his chest, like doing things. Like it looks like it has like texture, or maybe they thinned it out. I don't know.
Okay.
But when the turd comes over Tom Hardy and turns into Venom, all of a sudden they go from Tom Hardy doing weird accent. I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but he sounds like garbage.
His accent work is terrible.
And then it gets turned into, I think they got the guy who did Dr. Claw in Inspector Gadget.
That's awesome, really? It's that kind of voice?
Because it sounds like, I swear to God, Chris, if he says, I'll get you Gadget next time.
Oh my God.
Like it sounds, close your eyes and think Dr. Claw, and that's what Venom sounds like. It is going to be a massive steaming pile of donkey shit.
That's hysterical. First of all, I think Dr. Claw is the first time we've ever done a character on the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, new Cinema Crest Weasel character, Dr. Claw. Yeah. Looking forward to that coming around.
I'll get you get it next time.
Oh, man. You know, that is a tricky thing to do where the symbiote speaks to him and they communicate together. How do you make that work? They had a thing like that in that Upgrade movie not Tom Hardy talks to his computer implant.
And Venom talks about eating pieces of this guy.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And there's something.
Well, it's supposed to be an R-rated horror film.
I think he says turd sandwich.
That's
pretty
weird.
I'm pretty sure.
It's supposed to be an R-rated horror movie. Yeah. R-rated action horror. No? Oh.
I mean, I want to see the bonfire, the stinking bonfire that is Venom, so I can properly shit on it.
Well, we're gonna.
But
October.
It does not look.
Not looking good?
It does not look fun.
At all. All right. Okay. Well, eventually we'll get to see a documentary about the last blockbuster.
Sweet.
Yeah. Still in existence. Still making...
Only one... Where rentals. Is it?
I thought it was in Alaska, but it's not.
Yeah, because I know that there were a few in Alaska that were still there, because, you know...
There's two in Alaska, they both closed recently.
Oh, okay.
So the one that's left is in Bend, Oregon. So still the Northwest.
Yeah.
Still in the very racist Northwest. And shout out to our...
fucking nowhere.
Yeah, shout out to our Oregonian and Washingtonian listeners.
I wonder if they still have VHSs or if they're all DVDs.
Probably all DVDs, video games, systems to sell or rent. Probably have a Switch that you can rent. Remember when you went rent system?
Yeah, I rented something for a little while. I forget what it was.
It was a GameCube for Tony Hawk.
No.
It was a Dreamcast for Soul Calibur.
No, but
it was a Super Nintendo for F-Zero.
I had a Super Nintendo.
It was a Wii for Wii Bowling.
I was in college by then.
It was a... You were out of college by then.
Way out of college by then.
Ben,
I don't remember.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon make another movie together.
Okay.
This one is going to be about the security dudes who rigged the McDonald's Monopoly game for years. Do you remember the story?
No.
No one remembers the story, and I'll get to why at the end. But it's crazy that I saw that they're making this story into a movie, because earlier in the week, a big Rolling Stone article came out that detailed the whole story, and I read the whole thing, and it is a wild, wild story about this dude who was an ex-cop or a cop wannabe. I can't remember. Ended up working security for all these different firms. And he works at this other firm, ends up working at a place, head of security for a place that does all the marketing materials and the game pieces for the McDonald's Monopoly game, doing it for years and years and years. And he was in charge of the distribution, even of the pieces themselves. Like, he would have the pieces in a vest, in like a special pocket that he made himself, and he would fly first class to different warehouses around the country and call over like a random pallet of fries and like put the winning game piece on like one thing of fries and then send it off. There you go. So you had that power to like distribute the winning game pieces, the ones that are like one in 250 million, right?
Yeah.
One day, after doing this for years and years and knowing the system, creating the system, being the mastermind behind it, he was like, oh, you know, just for shits and giggles, let's see what happens if I do this. And at a wedding reception or something like that, he went to a brother-in-law and slipped him like a $25,000 game piece, an instant win game piece. Like, here, just cash this in, see what happens. And that was the beginning of the end, Drew. Years of him taking game pieces and giving them to people, this whole elaborate system of finding people and getting them to... First, you have to front the money because you're going to front like 10% of the winnings. And then he got to establish. He was living in Georgia, so you have to like go establish residency in the Carolinas somewhere and get a driver's license, do all this, and then say that you got it from a McDonald's over there, like somewhere in North Carolina. Because apparently they had no way of tracking where the game pieces went, because he was doing it anyway. And they weren't tracking where they were going at that time, so he could just say that, you know, whatever. And we're talking like every year, like all the $1 million game pieces, none of them were out there in the public. He had all of them and he was just giving them to people. One person said that he was handing them so many $1 million instant win pieces that he was literally flushing them down the toilet because he got tired of having to claim so many winnings. He was like, it was getting ridiculous that he was supposed to be a winner so many times. So this huge thing, and then he gets involved with a guy with the Colombo family, so the mafia got involved and all this racketeering shit. It got crazy. Crazy, crazy story, because this dude got crazy greedy.
Power corrupts. Yeah. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
He got hooked up with a Mormon. He got hooked up with so many things. It was wild, wild, wild. Now, the reason why no one remembers this story. The bus, the big bus, this huge thing. It all comes out in the news. It's a huge front headline story. September 10th, 2001. Isn't that fucking mind-blowing? A lot of things happened a lot of crazy shit was happening August, September 2001.
I'm sure no one remembers any of
it's
it.
All, it's
why?
Because
it got
the rug.
Obliterated by fucking 9/11.
By 9/11. 9/11 changed
everything.
There's that one guy, that Condon dude, who's like being investigated for someone's disappearance and possible murder that got forgotten from 9/11. That happened on September 10th. A lot of shit happened right around that time that people forget about. It's like how Farrah Fawcett died on the same day Michael Jackson died.
Yep.
Poor Farrah Fawcett.
Yep. Sorry.
Sorry, MJ's.
Bigger star exploded. Bigger, yeah.
Yes. Bigger star exploded.
Yeah.
So September 10th is when the news came out.
That's why no one.
That's going to end up being the big stinger of the movie at the end. Yeah. Like, and then this happened September 10th. Everybody's like, oh, shit, what?
Oh.
And then September 11th happened, and the simulation turned online. And then we've been in simulation overload ever since. Yeah. We're dying from the simulation overload. I think that's what's happening. We're becoming too self-aware of it. So the electrical synapses, they're firing off too hard. I think that's why we're going crazy and killing ourselves at such a rate. You know what I mean? If not via gun, then by just, you know, drugs or eating habits or our lifestyles.
I mean, we're all going to die eventually, Chris.
Yeah, but I'm saying we're speeding it up. Ourselves on purpose because we're going. Because
isn't that the point?
Yes, because the simulation is driving us insane. And the simulation turned on September 11th.
I don't think the simulation is driving us insane. I think we as humans are driving ourselves insane.
I don't think we're humans. We're simulations of humans. We're becoming more and more self-aware of it as a hive mind of a simulation. Because that's a whole hive mind thing, right? The collective subconscious. Because we're all just one program. You know what I'm talking about? See, your brain is frying out right now, trying to think about it.
I'm way too high, way too sick to contemplate this right now.
September 10th, 2001.
Yeah, that's why.
They got a director for Godzilla vs. King Kong, and it is Adam Wingard, the director of The Guest. So hopefully Dan Stevens will play King Kong.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I'd be down.
Or Godzilla, either one. He can play both.
Yeah,
he
can. Yeah. Do mocap.
Now, see, I love The Guest.
Yes.
But Adam Wingard's movies overall, like The Guest is by far the best one. For me.
What else has he done?
Before The Guest was Your Next. You ever see that one? It's a fun little survivalist.
With the animal masks.
Yes. And they're doing a home invasion, uh-huh. But it turns out one of the guests in the house is the daughter of survivalist.
A bad bitch.
Yeah.
And whoops everybody's ass.
And she survives. She's she's a final girl with a chutzpah.
Uh-huh.
That one's okay. That one's fine. It's good. It definitely has its moments.
Yeah.
The Guest is great.
Yeah.
Death Note came out on Netflix.
Oh, I heard not good things about that.
I didn't like it that much. I didn't like it. I eventually watched it and was impressed. And what was the other movie he did? He did another one that was like, I can't remember. Because it's forgettable, that's why. So he's kind of like, you know, not really fulfilling the promise of The Guest as much as some of us would hope. So maybe Godzilla vs. King Kong, that's a big gig though.
Maybe it's the best he can do.
That's a shame then that he's getting such a big movie in Godzilla vs. King Kong.
Maybe it's going to be shit.
Maybe it is going to be shit. Maybe Godzilla King of the Monsters is going to be shit. Could be. He does have Charles Dance.
He's got Dance and Dance.
We'll see, Chris. We will see with our own eyes.
Charles D's nuts.
Our own eyeballs.
Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie for sure going through so far. Production starting in September. Directed by Todd Phillips of The Hangovers. And produced by Martin Scorsese. We have Robert De Niro has signed on to play a talk show host. Mark Maron, podcaster extraordinaire, signed on to play what people think is going to be the agent character. Probably the agent that books the Joker to be on the talk show. And then I bet you the Joker like gasses the audience or something like that.
Well, yeah.
Or holds the audience hostage and then gas it.
Yeah, they all go crazy and die.
How are they going to make this movie and not reference Batman?
I mean, yeah.
It's not like they can't. It's DC. They own the rights.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. They're just not going to.
Yeah. Or are they going to?
Or are we going to get like a Suicide Squad type deal where you see
I'd be fine with a long build up to a quick Batman appearance at the end to like stop him or something. But it feels kind of cheap though. The reason why Batman gets in his crosshairs to begin with.
Perhaps like the last scene of the movie will be like Batman
the climactic
bringing him
scene.
Up on the back computer like the Joker.
The Joker. And then Jeremy Irons
or not.
Who is that?
It's the Joker.
Or not. I mean, I want it to be fucking violent. I want it to be like
R-rated.
The darkest black comedy.
$50 million R-rated movie.
Oh.
So they've been given permission to go there.
We'll see where they go.
Yeah, well, we'll probably be finding out next year. Mm-hmm. If they're already shooting in September.
Yeah.
So Mark Maron's going to be there. Good for Mark Maron. And looks like Space Jam 2 is happening, so good for them.
With
Ron James.
Okay.
Lebron James.
Man.
King James.
So is he really going to be the next Michael Jordan? I mean, he's...
He's trying. He's definitely doing mogul stuff.
He's doing Space Jam, Chris.
He's doing Space Jam. He's got lots of businesses. He's making tons of money.
That is MJ.
He is now on the... he's mid-30s, so he's technically on the downside of his career. Basketball career.
Well, his basketball career.
Which is why then he went and joined up with the Lakers, who are, last couple seasons, have been a terrible team.
Well...
So it's not like he went to some team that's like jacked up with all these great players. He went to go lead a terrible squad and make them better. He did it in Cleveland.
Did it in
Miami. Well, Miami, though, he had Dwayne Wade and Shaq.
Yeah. I mean, Shaq was on the Lakers.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Lakers have a great history of infidelity.
And Purple Diamond.
Wilt Chamberlain, Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
Who's this other
you
one?
Name him.
Magic Johnson.
Well, I mean, it's L.A., so...
L.A., the land of lakes. No, the city of lights. No,
no,
the city of sin.
The cesspool of America.
The cesspool of... No, those are, well, all the coastal cities, Drew, were the liberal elite cesspools of America.
Yeah, but I think L.A. most so.
L.A. and New York, both very... And Miami, too, very cesspool-y. Way too liberal and opening of others. It's all about middle America, where the real Americans live. You know, out on their farms and their little Main Street towns with their depressing Rust Belt dying factories and
Chris,
their lack of education.
They're called
their...
flyover states for a reason.
See, that's a kind of coastal liberal elitism.
I'm
that
sorry,
is
that...
not going to get votes in the working belt part of America. That's part of why Hillary Clinton. Anyway.
I'm sorry I grew up on an elite coast.
I know, right? It's not my fault that I grew up in one of the better parts of America.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry, too bad I grew up in fake America on the coast.
It's amazing. I grew up in a pretty beach town on the west coast of Florida.
I grew up in a...
Went to a public gifted school.
Staten Island technically at one point was a beach town. Because because it's an island.
Yeah,
they have
a
boardwalk and a beach.
Exactly.
So back in
But that was the old school beaches.
1920s, 1930s?
Yeah, it was way too hot in Florida back then.
Way too hot in Florida, and the waters were still clean in the East River. And so people would go from the other boroughs of Staten Island to summer there. And then the waters got polluted. And then
people found the South.
People go to the South. That's better. Well, actually, a lot of people ended up just going to Jersey, too.
Yeah.
Because to get away from the East River, then it's just Atlantic Ocean. And then it's just typical fish, pee, and poo.
I hate the Atlantic so much.
I'm sorry.
It's so awful. I
apologize.
It's the worst ocean.
I'll let the Atlantic know.
Gulf of Mexico.
We'll inform the Atlantic of your disapproval.
Oh, the Atlantic knows. Me and the Atlantic have had a couple discussions.
You've already had
a tete
a
few times.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, that's good to know.
That moment you've all been waiting for. The world famous
Vox Populi. Vox Populi. Vox Populi.
CinemaCrespedito@gmail.com. Email us or read it on the show just like this, Drew.
We got an email from Gabe.
What's up, Gabe?
What up, show?
What up?
No new movies. Rewatched the Mission Impossible series on HBO.
Cool.
Keep up the good work, you and sexy poems. Hear you later, fools.
Oh. Juicer Cogburn gets wet. Chris Crespo.
What?
sweats. The end.
Ugh.
That was more of a tone poem. Just two quick sentences, get in and get out.
We got an email from Ron.
Thanks, Gabe. We appreciate it, buddy. I want to rewatch some of those Mission Impossible movies on HBO myself. Oh, what's up, Ron? Ron's our homie. We love Ron. What's up, Ron? Ron has girth. Drew knows what it's worth. Chris. That's it.
Chris.
tone poem. Yeah, Chris, period. That's it. Again, tone poem. It's all about establishing mood, much as what I'm saying.
Is everyone okay? I wish positive vibes to my main bud, Chris, who deserves more accolades for all the work he does.
Oh, thank you.
To Drew, for being his true, honest self. I don't always agree with his opinion, but the respect we have is tight.
Respect.
And it means a lot to earn this. To the guest who was there.
Aww.
Don't fuck with them. Or I will fuck you up. But I do hope you're doing okay, if you are cool. What's your favorite anime and album?
Favorite anime is Akira. Favorite album is... Oh, that's a tough one. The anime is way easier.
Yeah.
Favorite album is... Bing Crosby Sings Christmas Ballads. Drew Zakaiburn, take it away.
Favorite anime, Princess Mononoke. Ooh. Favorite album... Rush, Spirit of the Radio.
Yeah.
So I saw Sorry to Bother You.
Okay.
The stuff behind the olive door fucked me up for many reasons.
Yeah, don't go that wrong door. It's supposed to go down. What was the other one? Not olive green. yellow green.
I watch a lot of anime and seen a lot of Tumblr posts, so that sequence scared me. Mm-hmm. The social commentary is great and frightening. Mm-hmm. The path it took to get us there was awesome. Yeah. So with some POC teens. Given some side commentary, pretty funny to hear in Burbank, Tessa Thompson has reaffirmed my bi status. Those panty shots. Can we just say that she is a hard-working woman in the industry? With the new MIB movie coming out after Westworld, she does no wrong. Do you think she will get the awards she deserves, if ever? Will she be unsung like Angela Bassett? She's been my favorite actress since Strange Days, my favorite movie. Yet Angela has not gotten any worthy awards for her talent. Is this a woman issue or a woman of color issue? Probably she the spy who left me, and I think it will be great. Best wishes, Mr. REP2.
Nice. Yeah, Tessa Thompson's great. Also working hard as hell. She's in everything now. Good for her, getting all the jobs. I think, Ron, it's an issue of being a black woman in America.
Yeah.
When you go down the totem pole of discrimination.
I mean, it's hard enough just being a woman in America.
Hard enough being a woman, hard enough being black. You combine the two, forget about it. A study came out very recently. I read this New York Times article about how black babies throughout America are typically born underweight. Compared to their white baby counterparts and Spanish baby counterparts.
Okay.
And that is apparently regardless of the diets or socioeconomic stati of the black women.
Okay.
So whether it's a single poor black woman in the ghetto or trying to get by.
Or a single rich black woman.
Or a married, a full support system, a doctor. Because the article was written by a black woman who herself was like a doctor or whatever. Yeah. And she's like, I had everything I needed. And still... the health of my baby was in danger because of what has determined to be societal forces in America. And it only takes a generation because then black women in Africa, they check them out, their birth rates, and their babies are being born fine. Ooh. But then when you bring black women to America, it only takes like one generation for them, the babies to start being born underweight, and that's being attributed to the stress of being a black woman in America and how just day to day life is different for them than other people. So, I think that's what it is, Ron. I think Angela Bassett ain't getting her dues because she's a beautiful Nubian queen. And if you go to Google and Google beautiful woman, see what pops up.
Not...
You ain't seen pictures of Angela Bassett or anyone that looks like her. It's kind of crazy. Yeah, Google beautiful woman, images.
I just want to see what the first one's gonna pop up. I want to see if it's like
the first 20.
I just want to know if it's an actual person.
Yeah, it's a but well, oh, you mean like a celebrity?
Yeah.
No, it's always like stock photos or models and stuff.
Yeah, it's a stock photo. It's a fucking blue-eyed, blonde-haired white bitch.
But like, go through the whole list.
Hang on. Well, this one's she's got dark hair. She might be. Maybe. Mm-hmm. That's not even a real person. Oh, that's a woman of color.
How far down do you have to go?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Number 10.
There you go.
She's Indian.
There you go.
And then we start actually getting celebrities, and they're just a bunch of pasty white bitches.
And then celebs. So there you go. It's tough being a black woman in America. Shout out to the black women. We love them. You're the best.
That's it.
Thanks, Ron. That's it.
That's it.
For Vox Pop.
That's it.
All
everything.
Right. What's up, Billy D?
Whoa, this is heavy. There's that word again. Heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? What?
Ow! Your metal, dude! We're totally gonna kill you now.
Here we go. Time for Billy D's Dead Movies. Billy D's our New York City senior correspondent, horror film aficionado, and our best friend.
What is up, my dudes?
And he emails us and Drew Reza just like this. Go ahead, Drew. Go. What's up?
I got to see the 50th anniversary 70mm restoration of 2001 last night.
Oh,
you asshole. I was dead center, two rows in, very under the influence.
You asshole.
And totally immersed in the stunning monument of cinema.
Asshole.
I love 2001. I've seen it on VHS, DVD, a large college auditorium, once on 35mm, and now I feel like I've seen it the way it was intended. What a fucking beautiful movie. If this print is playing anywhere near you, drop what you're doing and go see 2001.
Drop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the other movies you've seen, because I've seen one better. It's called 2001 Space Odyssey.
I've also watched a hilariously bad movie called The Black Room, mm-hmm. where a demon puts a server's boobs on her back for making him wait long for his table. So a different kind of masterpiece, obviously. Stay cool, Billy D.
Thanks, Billy D. We appreciate it. I Love Blood is his social media handles. And he also has a couple of photograph accounts on Instagrams and Facebooks. Check those out. We appreciate that. He puts a little server's boobs on her back.
Apparently.
Back boobs.
Because she had, you know, took too long to get him a table.
Let me get some of them back boobs. Let me get some of them back boobs.
Some booty titties.
Back boobs on her face. What a disgrace. That's it.
There we go. That's it. That's everything. Okay. Your poems are very short.
Today they are. They're inspired but short. That's the way it goes sometimes. That's what happens when you're stuck in a simulation. I can't stretch it out for too long.
Yeah.
Things start zapping in my brain. It's like, you know the smell of burning toast?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I can see the smell of burning toast.
Is it coming out of your ears?
No, it's a weird, I can't describe it. I can see it. I see the smell.
You see the smell.
But it's burning toast. It's the only smell that I can see.
You see the smell. I'm pretty sure this is a medical condition.
I can hear the sound of red paint. It's a weird thing, too. But only when it's wet.
I think you got some wires crossed up there, bud.
I'm telling you, it's simulation overload. We're dying. It's Ready Player One drew over to Cuckoo's. One drew over to Cuckoo's. One drew over to Cuckoo's.
So you can't even remember
exactly
what the hell is going on.
Ready Player One drew over to Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah. It's really long.
It's a long one. Apple Podcasts. I'm like, this title's too long. We erase your whole show. I'm like, no.
Yes.
So much power. We just have our audience.
They have all the powers, Chris.
Yeah, most of them. They got about 50% of it.
They got 1 trillion of the powers.
1 trillion billion of the powers.
You heard about that, right? Apple's valued at $1 trillion.
Oh, yeah.
First company ever.
Yeah, that's fine. That's something. Good for them. I mean, what's money's worth? It's not worth anything anymore.
I mean, fiat currency. It's only worth what we agree it's all worth.
It's only worth what the simulation sets it at.
We need to keep agreeing that it's worth something, because if not, we are fucked.
We have to keep having faith in the system. Thank God for GE and their war machines.
God, I hate that system so... system is so awful, though, Chris!
You give us the answer.
Let's keep it afloat.
For the life.
System is so awful!
It's what's keeping us going. It's
but without it, we're even more screwed than we are.
You get some sort of Patreon going soon before it all comes tumbling down. I gotta get some of these podcast bucks that everyone else is getting.
Ching.
Everyone else is getting all the podcast dollars. How come we can't get any podcast dollars?
We're doing something wrong.
It's
probably my fault.
Lightning round, Drew, number one. Start the clock.
Go.
Do you want one more for the road?
No.
Number two, have you heard a French movie theme?
Yes.
Number three, where is your warm spot?
Non-existent.
Four, desire or residence?
Can you get that one more time?
Desire or residence?
Desire.
Number five, should we get the cat people to put out the fire?
No.
Number six, who's bad?
I'm bad.
Number 17, pregnancy, yay or nay?
Nay.
Number eight, have you ever seen the face of God?
No.
Number nine, do baby dragons make good pets?
No, but they do make good dinners.
And finally, number 10, what is the best way to wake a sleeping giant?
Punch him in the junk.
Punch. Jump punch. Jump punch. Finish him. All right. That's the end of the show. Drew Sakai, thank you.
Very welcome, Chris.
Thank you for downloading, listening. Thank you, Chris. You're welcome. And remember to break up the big banks, be excellent to each other, read more books, free Mumia Abu Jamal, and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, you bunch of jerks.
You know, talking to yourself in the third person is weird. Congratulating yourself in the third person is even stranger.
I wasn't congratulating myself. I was thanking myself.
Thanking yourself. Talking.
That's the thing. I've done this so many episodes. No one ever thanks me at the end of the episode. No one thanks me ever. So if you want something done, you got to do it yourself. Thank you, Chris. You owe. Chris. All right. You get it? I was saying now. It wasn't like congratulations. It was a simple thank you.
It just sounds weird.
I'm just trying to get acknowledgement.
It sounds weird.
I'm just trying to get a thank you.
Trying to get acknowledgement. Your face is a past logo and the podcast is named after you.
Need that new logo too. Give me that new logo. All right, right here.
A PFT Media production.